This Halloween week, we bring you a meditation on ghosts. Independent producer Katie Mingle recently spent time in New Orleans' Holt Cemetery, where, she says, the dead are very close. Literally. That's because in New Orleans, you hit water just 2 feet down.
I've never seen a ghost. I'm one of those people that doesn't have a single one of my own ghost stories. A friend once told me, you aren't open enough psychically for seeing ghosts. What can I do, I asked, to be more open? Spend more time near them, was her answer. I'm sitting in Holt Cemetery. It is August 1st. It's the middle of the day. My friend Casey told me I should come here to the Paupers Graveyard in mid-city New Orleans. He told me how it was beautiful and that the markers were mostly handmade. He told me the graves are so shallow, you can find bones sticking up from the ground. A family has just pulled up in a little red car. I watch two little boys jump out and run down the road toward a grave. I can hear them shouting, "It's that one! No, no, it's that one!" I watch them for a little while, and finally I muster the courage to go and talk to them.
Oh, no.
I miss you, Daddy.
Me too. He was 26, going on 27. He got killed on February the 4th, 2006. He got buried here on the what? 14th?
They're visiting her son's grave, the kid's father. I ask the older kid, the 8-year-old, what he remembers about his dad. His grandmother is urging him on, but he's nervous and his voice shakes.
I'm ill. Just to go hang out anywhere.
What did your daddy teach you?
He teaches.
Not to be disrespectful.
The grandmother gestures toward my microphone. She tells him to tell his dad he loves him.
I love him, but...
Ain't your boy in love.
I know.
What you want to say? Your daddy make me hear you, boy. Talk.
Ain't no butt in love, his grandmother tells him, but the boy doesn't seem convinced. And secretly, I want to pull this little round-faced boy away from his grandmother for a minute. But what, I want to ask him, and let him tell me everything. I've heard Red Nelson is the man to talk to about the New Orleans city cemeteries, that he has worked in them for 20 years and knows all the stories.
No, not 20, 31.
Mr. Nelson is not very happy to be talking to me. In fact, it seems he would have rather I arrived the way most of his visitors do. I mean, in a casket. So I asked the gravediggers.
Ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. That's an imaginary thing. You're a strong-minded person, and mind is not weak. You wouldn't have to worry about no ghosts. Dead people can't do you nothing. It's the live people around here can do. It's very deadly. Walking in these streets, that's your problem.
I thought it said I wasn't supposed to turn there.
My friends Casey and Laura and I have been talking for a while about spending the night in Holt Cemetery. I think it would be the most terrifying thing to ever happen, Casey said. Yeah, totally. We should do it, I said. We sneak in like teenagers breaking curfew, climbing swiftly over the fence, avoiding headlights, dashing across the cemetery in the lit-up places. We set out our tarp under one of the giant oak trees in the middle of the cemetery. We get right to the point. We talk about our biggest fears. We talk about dying and getting old and being kidnapped and Satan. But we never get scared. The cemetery is just peaceful. That's it. No zombies, no ghosts, no one's head spun around. It's almost disappointingly tranquil. It's another hot day in New Orleans. I'm back at Holt Cemetery for the last time. My gravedigger friends are in the office. They're leaned back against the wall in uncomfortable wooden chairs. There's no fan or air conditioning in the office, and the air is heavy and damp. They don't talk to each other. They just mess around with their cell phones and doze in and out of sleep.
Hello? All right, it's you guys.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm making out.
Megan,
are you digging a grave out here today?
Yeah.
They're waiting for a burial at 2. I ask if I can wait there with them.
You're running late, huh?
How old was he, do you know?
We'll be about 19.
Finally, the first car arrives. The gravediggers walk across the cemetery to the grave they have already dug. I stay behind the iron cage door and watch the people show up. They are greeting each other and talking cordially. The funeral starts, and I stand back, near the hearse, which still has its engine running. I can hear the preacher bellowing a prayer. A woman is wailing with grief. At the end, they release a white dove from a cage and everyone applauds. The whole thing is over within minutes and all the people begin to walk back to their cars. I stay with the gravediggers.
So all that wall up in there?
One of the gravediggers gestures toward the hole, which is full of muddy water. They tell me they're glad the family didn't wait to see the casket being put in.
Watch, just stand over where you don't go in. So.
I picture his young face under the lid of the casket. I picture him rocking back and forth in there. I picture him in a black suit and a white shirt, and I wonder if he is one of the boys from the recent string of shootings in New Orleans. The white dove is sitting in the tree above me, looking confused. I think about all of the people buried here, their untold stories, their unfinished lives, swallowed up in water. And suddenly, for the first time in Holt Cemetery, I feel afraid, haunted.
Katie Mingle is an independent producer. And she brings us to our parting words this Sunday evening. As you put the last touches on those costumes, fill up the bowl by the front door with treats, all the while listening to your favorite public radio station, of course, remember these sage words from Linus Van Pelt, you know, the kid with the blanket and peanuts. He said, "There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.